Police are investigating two separate suspected stabbings over the long weekend here. A man aged in his 40s is in a serious condition in hospital after he was found with a significant chest wound at Noosa last night. Emergency services were called to a single vehicle crash on the corner of Gympie Terrace and Thomas Street when they located the wounded man inside the vehicle. He was then transported to Skoo. It comes as a man aged in his 20s remains in a serious condition in hospital after a separate stabbing in a popular Coolum Park on Saturday night. Police and paramedics were called to the Lions and Norrie Job Memorial Park at about 6 p.m. where they treated one person for a chest wound. He was rushed to hospital in a critical condition and is now listed as stable. No charges have been laid at this stage. The Sunshine Coast Council election is now in the books, with the Electoral Commission of Queensland declaring winners in every division except for Division 10, which is still too close to call. Just a few hundred votes separate David Law and Peter Welsh. And there are quite a few new faces around the council table, with Tyler Bunang, Tim Burns and Jennifer Broderick all taking up the mantle, while newly declared Mayor Rosanna Natoli says she'll deliver a different style of leadership. And the mayor and all six councillor positions in the Noosa Council have also been declared. Airport firefighters are set to go on strike. The union has obtained documents saying passengers across the country are at high to extreme risk due to a lack of firefighting resources. Sunshine Coast Airport is included on that list as the union calls for Air Services Australia to employ a fourth crew here. Workers are planning to stop work for 4 hours on April 15. And you can now book in for a free flu vaccination at your local GP or pharmacy ahead of the 2024 season. Following mounting pressure for another year running, the state government is offering the jab free of charge for coast residents 6 months and over. It's as experts say the season has started early this year.